Oh dear.
Yes. All right.
Take three.
Welcome everyone. This is Spooky Japan Podcast. This is our first podcast. So bear with us. We've been trying to figure this out. But welcome. So as I said, this is Spooky Japan. It is Spooky Japan because we both live in Japan. I go by Bella. I'm in Nagasaki. This is my beautiful friend Irene. She's in Tokyo. That's what
Hi.
makes us unique. Just because the name is Spooky Japan does not mean that we're only limited to talking about Japan. We will be talking about things worldwide. I obviously came here from the United States. I investigated many places there, so I can kind of compare the two between United States and here. Irene is a clairvoyant, so she is able to, so she has actually worked on cases with people live all around the world, so she can also speak about that.
Yeah. It's still a picnic. When you're the only one that's there, you get people saying, I've got the demon in my house. I go, uh-oh.
Yes. So paranormal here in Japan is very different, where it's very taboo to speak about. They avoid it like it's a plague. They just don't want anything to do with anything
Yeah.
paranormal here. So that's luckily, I was kind of sad when I came here because of that, because I was so able to used to being able to book a lot of different places to go and investigate. Then I came here, I immediately tried to jump into that, but unfortunately, that is not a thing here. And I was just kind of sad. But luckily, I met my amazing friend Irene. So luckily, I'm not alone in the whole paranormal Japan thing. So I can at least talk to her about it.
It will go places together too.
Yes. Also, follow us on our Facebook page. Facebook has made a rule that we're not able to go live right now for whatever reason. They're just saying that we need more of a presence. We're not quite sure what that means, but follow us for anything, for all updates, anything like that at the Spooky Japan podcast page. So definitely go ahead and look us up there.
Facebook has always been stinky about everything. They got tons of
Yes.
half of them you can't even remember anyways. Anyway.
So one thing you have to know about us for our stories to make sense is I do have like I do have basically mediumship skills where I can feel energy. I can feel exactly where the spirit is, see them as shadow persons. Irene can see them more clearly, so anytime I need help, I just call Irene and she can see clearly more. I will say I've seen more, a lot more shadow figures here in Japan than I have anywhere else.
Though you gotta
They are
remember.
not shy about making themselves known. Even if they're just passing by, they're like, hey, stop by, I'm here, bye.
Yeah, especially if you can see them, especially if you can feel them, they say, oh, okay, you can see me, right? I'm gonna make sure that you can hear me too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to get better at using my ability. I used to not, just because of the fact is, I mean, I guess I used to see spirits as clearly as you. But I grew up, my father was a minister. So growing up in his church, it was very, oh, it has to be demons if you can see them, because ghosts aren't real to a lot of Christians. I mean, I grew up with, I can't speak for all Christians. To them, it, you know, ghosts aren't a thing, everything's a demon in disguise. And then obviously when I grow up,
Or
not everything's a demon.
you're cursed if you can see spirits.
Yes, I've got that before. I've had people try to do exorcisms on me, throw holy water on me, thinking this has to be it, this has to be it. But it's not the case anymore.
I grew up in a Catholic faith. I really didn't say anything till I got older, and I have a friend who's also Catholic in Japan. I told him what I can do. He just said, "Whoops, not going there." I go, "Okay, never heard of what he said to me anymore, because he won't talk about that anymore with me." So I just, not gonna talk about it anymore, not with him. It's just, it doesn't matter what faith you're in, they just don't like it.
No, they just, so there's one thing, that's also why I was able to grow up and kind of step away from the church, as you kind of learn more about the paranormal. So I used to have to hide my gift for that reason, is people are more afraid of it, knowing that you have that gift. But now, obviously, and then you start able to meet people in a paranormal who, especially other gifted people, they're just like, no, it's not the case. It's not always bad. Yeah. Not everyone wants to hurt you. That's just not, and they just learn more about using the ability. So I am getting stronger and better at it. But yeah. I'm glad I have my range to be able to help me with things I can't fully see yet.
Yeah. And not to be afraid, because just because there's a spirit there, usually 99.9% of the time, they're not really out to get you, or not really out to hurt you.
Right.
They just, some of them want to communicate. Some of them said, "Yeah, don't bug me. I won't bug you." Okay. So
you still like
road. Like the road.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I've had spirits in my house where it's just here in the apartment, where there's just, they appeared because they're like, "Hey, just traveling by, stopped here for a minute, bye," and then left. And it's like, okay. The only thing they did was make my dog bark like crazy.
And you'll find that you might have a portal where they just go, come in and out. There are other different reasons why. It could be the land. It could be the place, somebody who used to live there. It could be tons of other reasons why. And when you really get into investigating, you'll learn more about it as you get into it. And there's a lot of times where you don't want to touch it either. So it just depends on you, how much you want to know about it.
Right.
And I've seen your place, and I said, "Okay, I know what's there." And I said, "There's a guy there." And he goes,
"Oh yeah, I mean, he's still here in my office, but at the same time, he's just like, I'm just here." And every time you ask, even you said the same thing. You ask who it is, and he just won't answer. He's just like, "Me."
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you know what? He's not bothering me. He's not hurting anything. So, I mean, you do you, I guess, here.
Yeah. And people often ask me, when I do a house, do I leave the spirits in the house? If the people want to live there, I just like, well, it's better to have the spirits move on instead of letting them live there, because they're just in the limbo, as we could say. And you really want to live there. So you really want to live there in peace. And sometimes it makes other people sick too, because they're there, and they don't do it on purpose either. It just happens to be that way. So it's better we move on the spirits instead of letting them in the house with you. So that's why I usually try to move them out on, or if it's really nasty, I kick them out. And yeah, you can't, I mean, there's no such thing as having lived in harmony with you. Because a lot of times, I had one case where the wife of the house, she was always getting sick and going into the hospital and getting operations and stuff like that. It's okay. Yeah, these spirits cannot live here. And plus, there's a nasty bleep, 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 who was in the house. And I said, we got to get rid of that. And so ever since I did that, I've done that. The house has been nice and clean, and the wife is no longer sick anymore. So, yeah, it just, you have to make a hard decision.
Your cat agrees.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he agrees. Don't mind him. He just cries. He already ate. You'll hear him once in a while.
Yeah, he was pretty vocal earlier.
I said, "Don't wonder why he does this every time I do this." He always ends it. Wants it. put in his two bits, I guess. It's interesting that you said the dog hears things. So animals do sense spirits and whatever's flowing around the room, if it's good or bad, they'll tell you. So always listen to your spirits. Always listen to your animals too, because they'll inform you if there's something there that is negative or not.
Right. Well, yeah. With cats, yes, but dogs, sometimes they just hear something and it's new in the apartment and they just lie. She'll just start go barking at it first and she'll hear it before I see it.
Yeah.
She'll hear it because we'll be in our bedroom, she's just laying down watching TV, and then all of a sudden she gets up and just start barking at something. Then I walk out and there's just like the shadow just standing there.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what you're barking at.
Mm-hmm.
That just disappears. It just wasn't there. Wasn't there to harm me. It's just one of those. I'm visiting. I'm good.
Yeah. If there's any questions around that you would like to ask us about this country, or there's a lot of history.
There's a lot of history, yes. How I started here was I started doing a TikTok called Bella Spooky Tales.
Yeah.
And what it mostly is, it started out for me to find, you know, more like-minded people in Japan, but also to educate people about paranormal Japan. So I did study and I did post a lot about, and I still am,
yeah,
the urban legend side of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Japan is weird. They don't like haunted things, but there is so many urban legends here that I have a whole page. I haven't even gone all through. There's just so many.
Yeah.
Like, there is almost an urban legend for almost anything.
It's funny, you know, because people have rules about how to do this and when to go, what to carry, and how you live your life. And it's like everything's around paranormal. You notice that?
Yes.
The rules about this country, the rules about the people, the rules about, like, what you do before you go in the house. Yeah. Make sure you have your chopsticks down, not stabbing in the middle of the rice bowl. Stuff like that. They said, or make sure when you go to a funeral, you always have a little pocket mirror with you, especially if you're pregnant and stuff like that. Like, everything rules around paranormal, but they don't want to talk about it because, no, we just don't talk about it. But everything runs around paranormal, like, oh, can't do that. Oh, that'll bring bad spirits, or that'll bring bad juju to your home, or you don't want to bring that in your home because this will follow you inside your home. Yeah.
I would say there's at least thousands of urban legends,
yeah,
here.
And little rules left, right, and center. And, you know, before that, I didn't know anything either. Like, yeah, okay, right. And then all of a sudden, here I am, after 30 years later. Oh, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do that. I got to make sure I put this and this and this. I got to make sure I get a little salt packet for my kids before, so they can go to school. To keep them safe. So little things like that all runs around paranormal. Making sure kids keep safe with little medallions and going to the temple and buying them safety amulets and stuff like that, and having a safety amulet in your house so nothing bad could happen to your house or nothing bad could happen to your family. Like, there's just all kinds of these little things that quirks, we call them quirks. You can call them whatever, but I call them quirks, or little things that has to do with spooky stuff that you don't want spooky stuff happening to you or your family. So it's just, I mean, I didn't understand that either. Go, huh? But when you get into it, you really have to go, okay, like, okay, we'll do this. It's just like they should have a rule book, you know, Amanda, like, it's about this thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, we could actually write one. I thought about doing that where we both came together and just kind of wrote a book about
Yeah.
paranormal Japan, but there's so many urban legends that it probably would be that thick.
Yeah.
So many superstitions, so many good luck amulets, so many amulets or something that you hang on in your house to ward off evil spirits. And it's just, that's also one reason why I like visiting some of the temples, is you can see some of that stuff to purchase to put in your house.
Oh yeah, I got tons of it in my house already.
Oh, we've started buying some of that stuff to put in the house just because we're starting to dive more into the culture as well. So I'm like, well, I mean, can't hurt, especially when it's a ward off evil spirits, might as well.
Oh, did you hear another one? That if you eat with your chopsticks, you can't, if you have food in your hand, you can't have another person grab the same food out of your chopstick, because when you're at a funeral procession, you grab a bone with one set of chopsticks, and you grab the other bone together, and you put it in the little porcelain jar. That's the only time when you do that. So there's a taboo against.
Same thing with putting your chopsticks in the food and leaving them there, because that's the funeral thing to do. That is your offering, your food offering to the dead. You don't do that. So yeah, you can't just, for anyone not from Japan, you can't just leave your chopsticks in your food. You're offering it to
The dead
your
person or somebody who's died, and you don't want to do that. So
right.
if you come here, there's so many things that, oh, I can't do this, can't do that, can't do that. And it's just like there's so many unwritten rules.
Yes.
To the person who's visiting this country, why can't I? And go, because you can't.
Oh yeah, there was, we had to do a class before we were allowed to like actually be out in the world of Japan. They're just like that was one of them, is how, one of the, it's so weird how you can eat your noodles out there, how you can eat your ramen or different kind of ramen. So that's one of them. Can't stick the chopsticks in there. If you don't think to do, that's also offering it to the dead. So you can't, don't do that.
And yeah, it sounds crazy to a lot of people who don't understand it. Once you get here, you really understand it. And there's another thing that we do here is that if your family member has died within the year, you cannot celebrate New Year's for the
You
coming year.
also cannot, you're also supposed to eat, what kind of noodles was it? I forgot what kind of noodles you're supposed to eat, but you also have to eat them at a certain time.
Toshiko soba.
Yes, soba noodles. I remember that because we ate soba noodles, but I was so stressed out about the rules and when you're supposed to eat it. Like,
Midnight.
there isn't really rules on when you can, that you're supposed to eat this, but when you can't eat this.
Midnight. Everything starts on January, on December 31st. So, like, you're supposed to have your house clean before December 31st. Did you know that?
You're supposed to de I forgot the name of it. There's because I did TikTok on that. Sometimes I also do TikToks on just the not just the paranormal side of Japan, but also some of the culture. And I forgot the word that was used for the de it was supposed to, it means deep clean here. You're supposed to do that before the 31st, and you cannot do any cleaning or any work or anything on New Year's Day.
But anyways, we still managed to I still
Yeah.
managed on New Year's Day. And you eat ozoni, which is rice cakes in soup in the morning, and then you eat a whole Japanese sushi dori, which is a full plate of all these different seven different vegetables cooked, and all these different ways of making eggs, and all kinds of stuff. And yeah, it takes 3 days of cooking for me. It took 3 days of cooking for me, and it's just like like everything all every day. Oh, and you're supposed to take a bath before December 31st. You know that? Keep your
Yes.
so you'll be nice and clean.
Everything is supposed to be deep clean. And when I say deep clean, I mean deep clean. They said that's the one time a year where they'll even move out refrigerators to sweep underneath, but they usually move everything out to sweep underneath it, deep clean everything, and it has to be done before the 31st.
Windows too, you know. It's just Yeah, it's just a rare you. It's one of the years where you go to the supermarket and they have all these cleaning products out up front, so everybody can grab whatever they need to clean their house. And by the 31st, they have all the food out, all the New Year's food out. You can have your feast for New Year's. That's what they have out
Yeah,
the 27th.
feast is actually, it's not just a random feast, but each food represents a different thing. It's not just, you don't just make a, you can't just make random food. Each food, and from what I heard, it's different parts of Japan have different foods that mean different things. So it just depends on where you are in Japan, what foods you make, and what they mean. So yes, everything definitely has a tradition with it here.
A meaning, and why you eat it, and for this is where you have to bring health. This is where you do, so you bring good luck, and this is for you, so you could
Long life.
stronger. Oh, it's just a list like about this long, and we just celebrated. If March 3rd is Girls' Day.
Yes, March 3rd is Girls' Day here in Japan. It is actually now today International Women's Day. So our first podcast is on International Women's Day.
Yay.
Yes. But
And
it was Girls' Day here on March 3rd. So yeah, you definitely know more. I'm still learning about the culture here. So as you said though, once before, every time I see a festival, you said you have a hard time remembering everything and all the dances and everything that goes with it. Because I'm just like, how? I would love to see one, but I don't even know if I would know what to do or how to participate. And you're just like, I don't know if I would either, because there's so many dances that you have to remember that I don't know if I remember.
Yeah. Oh, and the other one is Children's Day coming up, which is May. It starts May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's a 3-day celebration. It's we represent children, and the reason why they have this celebrations for children is that long time ago, children used to die from fever or whatever, like they did in the Victorian era. We're talking about long time ago. So they made children so that your children be happy and they'll be healthy. So you bring out all these different little dolls, and for Children's Day, you bring out a carp and you hang it outside of your window or your balcony, and then that represents Children's Day. Children's Day used to be Boys' Day. Now they changed it to Children's Day. And then after that, what else do we have after that? Do we have anything else between
Isn't
May?
it? Isn't it a? Isn't the first week in May also cold? Is that's Golden Week, right?
Yeah. And
Yes.
everyone goes on vacation. Everyone goes on vacation, so
Yes, that's what I was about to say. If you ever visit Japan, do not do it first week of May. You will regret it.
you'll
May
find
just told us. Don't try and travel first week of May because it's gonna be it's the busiest week of the whole year in all of Japan. They also told us to prepare for it because a lot of businesses here might be closed due to the fact is everyone is traveling for Golden
Golden
Week.
Week.
A week. Yeah, not just a few days, a week.
Yeah, 1 week. It's usually 1 week. People take 1 week off of work just to go on vacation or go back home to the family on Golden Week. So everyone's going into the country. It's not the only time when Tokyo's empty, you know that?
Really? Maybe that's when I'll travel to Tokyo.
There's another one that's coming up. Unfortunately, it's on my birthday. It's a Day of the Dead. And we clean the graves at midnight. You go to your family's plot, right? You take a broom, you sweep it out, you take a bucket of water, you wash the headstone. Well, not the headstone, well, the grave. Kind of like they don't bury their bodies, right? They're above ground, right? So you wash everything around there, you brush it out, and then you burn incense, and then you make botamochi, which is a rice cake, sticky rice cake inside that has sweet red beans on the outside. You make those and you feed it to the dead. This is the only kind. Aside from Mexico, Japan always feeds their dead people. Because they get hungry. You always give them water and rice cakes.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen, I absolutely love the way, I love the way the cemeteries look here in Japan, because like the gravestones, it's just more beautiful than the plain ones back in the States.
Yeah.
And it does look like, when I first saw one, it does look like there is places for offerings.
There is, in the middle, right? And they have the flowers on the outside, the place where we burn incense. And then another stand, marble. It's always made marble. And there's a place, little
yes. But
to put offerings of food there for them. And something to drink, like water and all stuff like that. And people have an altar in their home, too. I have one in my home, also.
That's what I was going to say, is that's also very... It is also very common for people to have altars in their houses for respect yeah. of their ancestors.
Yeah. And it usually has a little plaque on it, a stand, and it has prayers on the back of it. It has a person's family names on the front of it. And then you offer water, incense, and you light a candle, a small candle, about this big. They burn really quick. And... you offer a little bit of food there too, and they have a little rice bowl where you make it into a pyramid, and then you offer that for them, something to eat. You have to always feed them, because they'll always say, "I'm hungry."
Right, and they're so beautiful to me. I've actually told people back home, if I ever pass away, please design my gravestone like the ones here in Japan. It's not gonna make sense to people, but it's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah.
I prefer their graves. I prefer them over the ones back in the United States. They're just more beautiful to me.
And nobody buries dead here in this country, okay? Because the land is so small.
Yeah, there's...
It's just all above ground. And the law is that you have to cremate your dead. So they keep it in a bone form. They put it in a big, huge clay pot. And there's a place under the family name, and there's a little spot underneath the family name where you put the whole family in there. So they're all buried, the family's all together. They're not separated, like one person, not one person, because having a plot is very expensive in this country.
Well, there's land, because land here is... I know people think, oh, it's the whole country, but the country itself is not very big. There's not a lot of land. That's also why, unfortunately, fruits and vegetables cost a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon is U.S. $25 to $100, just depending on the size that you get. But watermelon here is not made to actually be eaten like it is back home. Back home, obviously, back in the United States, you can buy it weekly to eat. Have a barbecue, eat it. It's more of a, you give it to someone as a gift.
Yeah. Have you seen the square watermelons?
I've seen them, but they're $100 or more. And I can't, am I going to spend $100 more for a watermelon? No.
Oh, and the melons too. They still have the stems on it. And they're pretty too. They're usually for gifts for people. Right now it's strawberry season, right? So here in Tokyo, strawberries from Nagasaki is usually about $6 a pack.
Yeah, that's what I tell people, is fruits and vegetables are not cheap here.
I mean, they're not for the faint of heart. Fruits like strawberries are usually grown in the wintertime, so that they'd have strawberries for the winter cakes. And in Japan you have a Christmas cake. It's not like fruit cake.
Christmas cake does have strawberries in it.
No, it's got fresh strawberries. It's like a regular sponge cake with a whole bunch of whipped cream and fresh strawberries on top of it. And they're grown in a hothouse. Farmers usually rent the bees out. And they have bees who pollinate the flowers in the farmhouse. And you can go in there. Some of them you can pick the strawberries and eat it. And the bees don't even bother you. and the strawberries are not sprayed either. So you can just eat them right off the, pick them up and eat them right off the vine. So they're really good too.
Right, yeah.
Just a lot of things that...
Yeah, the fruits and vegetables live here, they're just... You have to be willing to pay for them.
Yeah. Unless you go to a person that sells fruit or vegetables on the farmland too. So you should pay a dollar, right? You mm-hmm. pick whatever you want. That's the cheapest one. Supermarkets are really expensive. Oh, and buying foreign food? Yeah. Good luck. You hope you have $100 in your wallet, but that's not going to work either. Sorry, I have a cold.
No, it's just that time of year you either have cold or allergies because it's... cherry blossoms are starting to bloom early this year. So you get the point where pollen's coming out for all the flowers. They're blooming early. But it's also cold here. Like, our range just this week had snow. It's been cold and windy here, too. So, yeah, you might even be a mixture of allergies and a cold, which is not a fun time.
No. And the temperature goes up and down like a yo-yo, too. So, when everyone gets sick, everyone gets sick. It just goes... Yeah. Water. Another thing here is that school starts in March. April, right? Yeah.
Even public schools here, I noticed, because there's a school down the street from my house. I think they're currently, I don't know when it started, but they're currently in session because I'll see them going to the bus stop walking to school in the morning or walking from the school in the evenings.
Yeah. Well, some of them don't get home till 7 o'clock at night too.
Oh, it's true, because I'll see them late in the evening walking, and it's just, I think it's crazy, but it's normal here. Yeah. And they're just, it's, children are used to it here. They're more independent here. So that's why they say, like, even in the city, if you see them walking by themselves or even shopping by themselves, leave them alone. They've been doing it for a while. They mm-hmm. know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. My kids don't get home till 11 o'clock at night.
No, they do. Even the public schools, I've noticed, every school does have their own uniform.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they have regulations, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
No pierced earrings, no makeup.
I was going to say, no makeup, I've heard that one.
No dyed hair. What else? Oh, if you have your hair long, you have to be tied up in the back with brown elastic. No lipstick, no nail polish, and your fingernails has to be cut, trimmed perfectly. What else?
I heard no dating, because it keeps you away from your studies.
They date in privately.
I was going to say, yes, it's supposed to be no dating, but it doesn't mean they don't secretly still date.
Oh, and no jewelry either. You can't wear jewelry. You can't wear necklace. Yeah. You can't wear anything around your neck.
To distract away from your studies.
Yeah.
But as Irene said, sometimes they'll be there till 7 o'clock at night anyways.
Yeah.
And they're there in the mornings too, so they'll be there like 8 o'clock in the morning, so they at least have 11 12 hour days in school.
Like some kids go to school, they're out of the house by 7:30 in the morning. They're walking to school, and some of them come home at 6 o'clock, some of them come home later because they have club meetings or club activities, and then the police are out at 11:30, so you got to be home before 11:30 at night. That's, and they say, they ask questions, and they bring you home if you're not gonna, if you're wandering around the streets, and they make sure you're home too. It's just, but it's a society where everyone's used to being, walking around at nighttime. It's a lot. It's safer.
Safe. And that's one thing I tell people is, they say, what's the main difference in the United States and Japan? I was like, I have never felt so safe. Even if I walk, it could be late at night. I could walk in a dark back alley and I'd feel safe because I know nothing's going to happen to me. Compared to the United States, you can't really even walk at night as a woman, especially alone. Here, I'm like, I don't have that issue. Children don't even have that issue. Is you're safe.
Yeah. And usually kids usually walk home two by two. LMG kids usually walk home. They go to school together and they come home together. They live in the same district. High school students usually are by themselves, so they will come home alone or they go to school alone. Junior high school, they walk together also and they come home by themselves too. And it's just society's built that way where kids learn more independence. And some of them have to take, elementary kids, some of them have to take the train by themselves too. So when they hit grade one, they're on the train, they're on the bus, they're on the train all by themselves, and they come home all by themselves too. And it's just, I think they learn how to grow up without asking parents and to help them or anything else like that. Unless it's their homework, that's the only thing when they ask their parents.
Right. Even in, so from my understanding, it is true that they don't hire janitors here in Japan for the schools. It's the children do the cleaning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, at lunchtime, the kids have their lunch, and after they eat their lunch, that's when they start cleaning up the classroom. And they're split up into groups. Like, this group will do the classroom, this group will do the toilets, this group will do the entrance room, hallway, and the place, because you can't wear shoes in the classroom, right? Outdoor shoes. You wear these wabaki, which means they're runners. They're just rubber runners. And you wear those, you take off your shoes, put them in the locker, and you change your shoes, and you change into indoor shoes, and you walk around in those. So they have to clean those separate areas all over the place in the school. And sometimes, depending on the school, in November, a PTA usually asks mothers to help clean the school. So before New Year's, all the mothers would join all together, and we all helped clean the school too. And it's just one, people are obsessed with cleaning here. So everything's nice and clean and spotless. It's just a thing that we do here.
And so coming up here in 6 days, I believe. 6 days? Yes. Mm-hmm. Here isn't it called White Day here in Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on February 14th, oh no, it's 5 days. 5 days on March 15th. March 15th, March 14th?
14th.
March 14th. So February 14th is when the women give the men chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And then on March 14th is White Day because the men are supposed to give the women white chocolate.
Or these should be marshmallow.
Marshmallows? Okay, I heard it was white chocolate. Maybe the women are just like, I want chocolate.
Well, in the past, it used to be marshmallows, not chocolate or whatever, you know. It doesn't have to be chocolate. It could be whatever. It could be, what is it, cookies or a box of cookies or something special, you know. a bottle of wine, depending on the person. If they don't eat anything sweet, give them some a bottle of wine or something like that, right? And everyone, and in Japan, it's so funny because everyone's so, instead of buying the chocolate, they make them. So I did mine too. I made my chocolate also. So you have to learn how to make. That was the first time when I had to learn how to make chocolate. Would you believe it, Amanda? I had to make my chocolate out of double boiling, putting all these molds. And even at the dollar store, they're selling all these molds so you can make your own chocolate and all these little boxes they can put the chocolate in so you can give them away as gifts. Yeah. That's a new thing here.
So one thing about Japan with its cleanliness is there is not a lot of garbage cans around. If it's one of those things where you have garbage with you, you kind of have to take it with you and throw it out at your house. And they also, it is also required for you to sort your trash.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it is here. It probably is in Tokyo. That's the one thing we also had to get used to is you have to sort your trash.
Yeah.
And there's different, you put different kinds of trash in different kinds of, in a different place where you go throw it away for it to be picked up. And it's just
cartons like this goes in another garbage.
Yes, there's some places separate it by two, some other places here separate it by three different types.
Yeah. And if you have something big like a blanket that you have to throw out, you have to tie it up in some rope and you have to go down to this, to we call it a shaksho or city hall. You buy a label, which is usually about $5 US dollars. And you have to attach to that thing that you're throwing out. You leave it out your front door on that particular day. They'll pick it up and they'll throw it away for you. So it does charge. They do charge for it. That's the only thing they charge for it too. Other stuff is usually free garbage. Yeah.
If you also buy street food, you cannot walk around and eat it. If you buy street, you kind of have to, you're supposed to stand pretty much around near where you bought it to eat it. You can't like be walking down the street eating it. So it's not one of those grab and goes. It's one of those, you buy it, you stop, you eat it.
I don't eat it anyways, because I'm so darn hungry. I don't care.
You're like, judge me, I'm eating.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be like that. It's being more flexible now, right? The only thing that people will complain if you can't walk around with a cigarette in your mouth and smoke.
There's designated smoking areas. They're not very common, but there are some because they can't. You're not supposed to be walking around smoking because you're not supposed to be bothering other people, basically.
Yeah. And just recently, they allow juice on the train, so you can sit down and have you can drink on the train. You know, long time ago, you couldn't do that, right? Just recently, you can.
It depends on where you are in Japan about what kind of vending machines there are. There is actually a lot of drink vending machines around my area, but mine is also considered more rural country than Tokyo. Yeah. Everything here is family-owned businesses compared to, I'm sure, Tokyo. Yeah. But here, just because it is rural Japan, it's mostly like the elderly here. The drink vending machines here. But in Tokyo, yes, I do believe there is food vending machines there too. And I do believe there is also alcohol vending machines there too.
There are. They just say you have to be over, what was it, 18?
It is 20. The drinking age in Japan is 20.
Okay.
Because you have to confirm it. Like, if you buy at a convenience store, you have to confirm you're 20 to buy it.
I think you have to touch a button.
You do have to touch a button. Kind of comes up. If you look young, they might ID you. Yeah. But if they're like, you're clearly over 20, just go ahead and press yes. Let's just press yes, we know you're over 20.
I don't know. I think they scan it. You know that?
If you're, I've never been scanned. They just tell me to press the button.
Scanned either. It's funny, you know, because you can buy alcohol in the convenience store, and a lot of people can. It's like you can buy alcohol in the convenience store. Yeah, you can buy alcohol. You can buy beer. They've got a whole fridge full of alcohol in Japan. So if you go to convenience store, you can buy whatever alcohol you want, beer, anything, like wine coolers and stuff like that. Like a whole array of stuff like that you can buy in a Japanese convenience store. And it's just something that's, people get used to it.
Convenience store is the most amazing place, especially when you're come from the United States. Usually that's one of people's favorite things to do, is buy it from convenience stores, because the food compared to back in the United States, it's very, you don't want to eat convenience store food because it's very sketchy. You're probably going to get sick. But here in Japan, it is restaurant quality. It is literally restaurant quality. So, and there's also like tons of different snacks. They do. Yeah. And someone showed this to me, and I've seen in convenience stores the ice cream cones. So you can buy ice cream cones. They're made, from what I heard, they're made with rice. It tastes like ice cream, but they're made with rice flour, so it won't melt. And the reason why that's important here is, I mean, Irene can tell you, it gets extremely hot and humid in Japan. So if it did melt, unfortunately, the second you would leave convenience store, it would have been melted. So yeah, they're like, you can hold it out for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. It's just going to taste like, it's just going to take like room temperature ice cream.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that you can buy here. In Japan, in convenience store, Japan, they have a shelf life. So they time it how many hours it can sit on the shelf. If it's beyond that time, even box lunches, if it's beyond that time, they throw it in the garbage, because it's just for health reasons. They don't want anybody getting sick, so they throw it out. People say, isn't that a waste of food? It is, but the store is liable.
Yes.
So
this is actually why in Japan there is no what United States called doggy bags. You can't get, if you don't finish your food at a restaurant, you can't just ask them for a box to box it up and leave. They're going to tell you no. Even if you say, oh, I will take the risk. If I get sick, that's on me. They still won't, because they're just like, no, because if you get sick, if you don't properly refrigerate it, you don't properly warm it up, you get sick, that's on us. So they absolutely will not let you take any leftovers home. So definitely when you're in Japan, only order what you can eat, because you're not going to be able to take that with you for later. There is no saving it for later. It's unfortunately going to be probably thrown out.
What about you call doggy bags? They don't have doggy bags in this country.
They don't, that's what I say. They don't do that here. They're just...
Some places might be able to do that, but 90% of them don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, 99% of places absolutely won't, because they're just like, we're not going to risk it.
No.
We absolutely will not.
Nope.
And that's what I tell people. Don't order something you feel like, oh, I can eat it. I'll just eat what I can. Then when I don't finish, I'll save for later. I'm like, you're going to have to pick which one, because there is no saving it for later, unfortunately.
No. Big chain stores too, they'll always tell you how long you have to wait to eat it. They always provide, every store provides ice cubes or dry ice. So you make sure when you bring home something, you always have, buy dry ice or get a coin at the store, at the register, and the coin will always let you buy dry ice. Everything has to be under ice in the summertime in this country, because the food will spoil really easily. Even if you go even you say, "Oh, I gotta go. I'm gonna go and have lunch here. I have already bought my groceries. I'm gonna have lunch here." But you have to put it all on dry ice. Your meat, yeah.
It's unbelievably humid here, and I've known people who said that they were from like Florida say that they feel like it's more humid here than it is there, which is crazy to me. Yeah, it does. I can feel it. It does get very humid here. So,
and especially July, rainy season. Yeah, I feel like a sponge that's sitting in, like a wet sponge. That's how you feel like. Like it just rains for 2 weeks, and you feel like ugh. Like it's damp, it's wet. The floor when you walk around, it's sticky because it's so humid. And when the rainy season is over, then comes a hot heat, right? Mm-hmm. And you better be out of your house before 9 o'clock if you're gonna go anywhere, because you're not gonna make it out in the afternoon.
I cannot. I have to take my dog out extremely early in the morning. Then I have to wait until the sun is going down, and it's just not any cooler. But it's just because. Concrete wise, my dog's paws cannot touch during the day. So I have to go early in the morning, which, and I've said this to someone before, in the summer times here in Japan, that the sun is up and bright at 4 a.m. So yeah, that's the one thing I get used to. At 4 a.m. the sun is already bright. So about 4 a.m. is when you kind of got to get up, make sure you take the dog out, because after that, that's when the concrete's going to start heating up. But unfortunately, it's too hot for your dog to even touch for a second. Then you have to wait until that night, and it's usually at 7:30 is when it finally starts getting, you know, it's dark. So you have to wait until like 7:30 around then to take the dog back out.
You know, they sell those little socks for your dog's feet.
Yeah.
They won't burn your toes. They won't burn their toes. I mean, that's what they have in this country. They have little sockies, like legs, yeah, for the dogs, so they can go outside for a walk, because the concrete is so darn hot. You can fry a steak and 2 eggs easy over it, and bacon on the concrete. And, you know, you don't need a barbecue that's sort of that way. I mean, it's just, and the air, it doesn't move. It just stays there like this. You feel the heat right up here into your face, and you just can't move. You go,
well, you guys would definitely hear us in the summertime.
Yeah.
Probably for the podcast, be so miserable how hot it is, because Japan, and a lot of people don't realize this, Japan does not have central AC. No. There is, it's not a thing in any building here. So,
no. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. So if you hear us complain it's hot, it's because we don't have central AC. You're basically more relying on windows and doors being open and hopefully you get a breeze. Hopefully you get some kind of breeze coming in. But during the summer, it's just like, it's not really.
Sometimes there's no air, right? It's just like this. And go, and don't forget, if you have to make supper, can I make supper at 7 o'clock in the evening? Because it's too darn hot to cook at 5. Yeah.
I remember you said that once when you told your husband, it's too hot for me to cook. And I'm like, not really. Even at night, it's still not really going down that much. I'm like, it's just too hot to want to cook.
Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, central AC is not a thing. And you always have to have dehumidifiers in every room, because if you don't, mold grows so fast. You definitely have to be cleaning. You definitely have to have the dehumidifier on at all times, just trying to get any mold out, since it's not growing.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing about that, mold is not just thing, but if you cut yourself, like if you cut your finger, you have to be very careful in the summertime. You have to really use a lot of antibacterial on it, because it will get infected in the summertime. This is one country where you're in the middle of the tropics, right? So if you are not used to it, you better disinfect your finger right away and put a band-aid, or go to the doctor, because Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just like one of these countries, it's anything gets infected in the summertime, and including a mosquito bite too, right?
Mosquitoes are worse. Okay, so even though it's really hot and humid in the summer, the interesting thing is here, the only people you see wearing shorts are tourists. And that's how pretty much you know, just by looking at clothing, who's a tourist, just because it's usually I'm gonna say you guys wear light cotton pants during the summer. Because other than that, the only people wearing shorts is tourists, and that's because, and that has to deal with mosquitoes, because it's like the United States but steroids. That's how someone described it. I'm like, no, that's perfect. There's a lot of mosquitoes.
They're
There
big
are
size.
worse ones.
They're huge. They're like freaking horseflies. And they put a bite. And guess what? They do carry a virus. It makes
Yeah,
you.
we had to get certain shots before we came over just for the mosquitoes here. And they're like, you're required to have this. You're required to be up to date. Just be able to Japan. Just stay in Japan. Just because, yeah, they are big.
Yeah, and it's called Nihon no En.
Yes.
And yeah, it comes in 3 doses, right?
Yes.
First
Luckily, back in the United States, they have the 3 doses in one shot. So it might make your arm sore, but it's just, I'd rather have the one shot with 3 doses compared to 3 shots at once.
I have 3 shots. And it's in 3 months I had to get it. Man, those second shot and third shot, you
Oh yeah,
go.
so they gave us one shot and then they made us come back 30 days for a second dose. Because
Man, it really
they
hits.
made it so you only do it like once and then get the second dose 30 days later, compared to you, where it's like once every, like you said, you had to get three different shots.
Because not just the mosquitoes, you got you got these millipedes where you can't find the butt of it and the head of it, and they when you get bitten by them, boy, your leg curls up. And yeah, they're venomous. And you got these ants here too. They're little teeny weeny little ants. They get wings in the summertime, and they bite too. So you gotta watch out. And I'm in the middle of the city, right? And you still get bitten by mosquitoes, you still get bitten by ants and whatever. So it's still a jungle in the city too, and in the country where she lives. There's a lot of crazy. You can't squash anything with your hands. You gotta make sure what it is before you squash it, right?
A lot of things you also see, I know in my area, is cicadas. Like, if you see them, I'm not used to seeing this many cicadas at once in one place. But the sad thing is, you're just so used to also seeing them. Because one of my American friends posted on their Facebook that they were in a store and there was a cicada just dying there, and everyone's walking by like it's nothing. And I'm just like, honestly, it's because we're so used to it over here. Like, I'll walk, like, every day I see a dying cicada. That's why we're, I mean, nothing you can really do. You can't do anything. It's just already dying. There's nothing you can do to save it. So it's just, I'm like, this is why they walk by it like it's nothing. It's something they probably see every day. It is what it is.
They come out in the spring and they start mating in August, right?
Yeah.
And after they mate, they die. I know that because my cat used to like to eat them. So we had to catch a whole bunch of them and feed it to the cat. Yeah, don't ask why. It's just. There are three types: Mimin Zemi, Abra Zemi, and Sku Zemi. Those are the three kinds. They all make certain types of noises. It's summertime, right?
Yeah, you hear it. I went on TikTok Live once just at night. That's all you heard. It was so loud.
Yeah.
And people was like commenting, "What's that noise?" I'm like, "Cicadas."
Yeah.
Just they're. I mean, and they're not. They're huge here too. They're
yeah. Huge. They got wings about that long.
Yeah.
Body's about that long.
There, you also get used to seeing that long. You also get used to seeing different kinds of beetles.
Yeah. Kabutomushi has a horn on it in the middle. You get those with the horn on the head. Kids used to catch them, put them in a box, and raise them. So they're pets. I always hate them. I don't like bugs. But yeah, kids do that. Boys, especially boys, do that. And you can find them in the stores too, right, Amanda?
Yeah.
And they have this little bag of a cup of gelatin. It comes in a plastic cup, and you feed these horn beetles jelly to survive in the box, and then they have they lay eggs, and then you hatch the eggs, and yeah, that's just the thing of life here. What else do we have? It's crazy.
I would say a big problem in Japan has to be wild boars. Mm-hmm. I have one on my street, and it always makes me nervous watching my daughter walk to school, because I'm just like, is that thing going to be out? We have a mama with, mm-hmm. There was two babies last year. I still see the mama around. I don't know where its children went. That kind of makes me nervous. I'm like, is there now three in my area?
Yeah.
Or is it just...
Yeah. They're a problem in rural areas because they attack children and people. And people get really, with the horns, they get horned by them, right? And yeah.
I didn't know we had one for a while. And I'd be walking my dog in the evening time when we just hear growling.
Yeah.
And we hear something charging, and we just stopped and we looked. Luckily there's like a fence, or there's also like a big giant dip, because there's like, it's so hilly here. Might be a dip that it can't really naturally go down, so they stops. But yeah, those things do charge. Luckily it's always been something, some kind of obstacle in the way from between me and it. So I'm like, okay.
That's why they call Shishinabe. They have a wild boar hot pot. because they're so pesky, and they're a problem, right?
Also have a fox in my neighborhood. I see it, but the fox is not. Mm-hmm. It just runs away. It's more scared of my dog. Mm-hmm. So yeah, foxes are scared of dogs.
Yeah,
and so there's just yeah.
Yeah, raccoon dog too. They have it.
Yes, I've seen one of those. We didn't know what it was at first. We saw one not too long ago, right outside our apartment building. What is it called? A tanuki?
Tanuki.
Tanuki. It's called a tanuki. Because at first I was like, what is this? And then we looked it up. It's a tanuki, which is also a raccoon dog. It's actually related more to the canine family than it is to the raccoon family. Mm-hmm. But it's just because it has that, it's the fur, the way the fur looks. That's why it's more, that's why it's like a raccoon dog. It's the way the fur looks on around a face.
And they live in the bamboo forest mostly.
Yes, but it's weird because, like I said, we saw one, and I don't think we. I mean, we do have bamboo around our apartment, but probably not like bamboo forest we're sitting next to. So we were surprised to see it. We're like, that's why I didn't know what it was at first. But yeah, like someone also mentioned it. We also have, I remember, we also see the giant hornets. Yeah. You cannot mistake those, the giant hornets. The killer hornets.
Mm-hmm.
They are huge. They are mean. And they do. They they hold grudges and they will remember for the rest of their life. They'll also tell their friends. They will also find you, from what I heard. Yeah, the murder hornets. They will also find you. You can move miles away, but they're still somehow they'll still somehow find you if they hold a grudge against you.
Oh yeah. Abu is they're dangerous.
What people said. If you find one, because there's been people who's found some of their apartments, and they're just like, what do we do? And they're like, just keep the windows open, try, don't piss it off.
Yeah.
Try and get it out. Try and move it out as gently as possible. Do not make it mad, because they're murder hornets for a reason. They're petty. They hold grudges. They'll never forget. It'll have its friends holding a grudge against you. So don't.
Or you could be silly like my husband. My husband and my youngest son, they found a hornet's nest in one of their fruit trees in his parents' house. And so my husband, crazy guy, he dressed up in a raincoat, put a plastic bag over his big clippers, remove the darn thing. Yeah, don't do that. But he did it. It's just not. He's crazy anyways. It's not normal.
Well, you gotta find creative ways to deal with them, so.
You should call the government office, right? The government office will hire somebody to take it away for you, okay? My husband was, he's a country guy, okay? He knows how to do stuff like that, so he does it himself. Here I am hiding in the house. I go, not going near there. Crazy, right? Not normal. It's just like one of those things, right? Everyone does it themselves. You gotta be absolutely nuts. But yeah. But then my husband's not. Yeah, he is kind of out there. He'll do it. If we live close enough, he'll probably go to your place and say, okay, I'll get rid of it for you.
Yeah, I wouldn't even attempt to. Luckily, I'm yet to have one in the apartment, because I want to know what to do. Like, no sudden movements. No one make this thing mad.
Yeah. Oh, dear. The things that, I wouldn't even bother even going through with it, because, you wouldn't believe it, right?
It's a fun fact. I actually looked this up.
What?
Because, Nico is cat in Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I actually looked this up, because we do have a lot of stray cats around in my area. I'm sure there is. Tokyo, there is more stray cats in the whole entire country of Japan than there is children 16 and under.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, around my area, there's no stray cats for some reason. No cats outside. Other areas, rural areas, there are a whole bunch of cats. Yeah.
But in the whole entire country of Japan, they said there's more stray cats than there is children 16 and under. There is even a whole island of nothing but cats.
Yeah.
I heard there's also one of rabbits, but obviously there's also one, maybe two, that is pure cats.
Yeah.
So people make that a destination for this island. Just be in this cat island if you're a fan of cats.
Yeah.
Cats here, it's funny because there are signs posted everywhere, even in parks, down my street, that says, do not feed the cats. People do not care. People make it a daily thing to stop and feed the cats. So they'll make it at certain times, feed the cats. And I know when they, for some odd reason, missed a day, because the cats are so used to it, and they just start, all they do is just start meowing really, really loud. And I live in a 6th floor, So I hear this thing, I hear them loud. They're meowing that loud at any car going by. And it's just, I don't feel like they're hunting anymore.
Nope.
I don't feel like they're hunting anymore. They just rely more on people, like, giving them handouts.
Yeah. 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 There's another thing that we have problem here is crows. They come out every garbage day, right?
We have, they're huge too, because they're at least
like they got, they're big guys. They said on the telephone post, our garbage day is Tuesdays and Fridays. They're out by 7 o'clock waiting on telephone poles, waiting for the people to take out their garbage.
No, they really are. They are big though, because they're the size of hawks here, at least, if not some bigger.
And they got wingspans like you and
boys. Yeah. I mean, I've seen crows before, but they're just so big.
Yeah. Did you know the crows go after pigeons here? Do you know that too?
That's probably why I have not seen many small birds, and that might be the reason why.
Oh, the crows like the pigeons. They kill the pigeons.
Yeah, I've not seen any small, I don't see many small birds, so that might be it.
Oh, that's probably, because the pigeons all hang out in the train stations, that's why. There's a lot of stuff like that goes on in this country. Like, for wildlife, Japan is one pick wildlife place, right?
There is a couple of crows that live outside. You know, I see flying around my building, so it's not... I don't know what you're talking about, because at first where it's just like, what is that? Because it's so much bigger than the ones we're used to.
And they attack the children. Did you know that?
Some of them... I've seen one as big, almost as big as a turkey vulture.
Mm-hmm. When they lay their eggs, there's a school a long time ago where my kids used to go, and they used to attack the children. Because the children would come home and they said, and they run back to the school and have the teacher help. Because they couldn't come home. They're scaring the kids all over the place.
Yeah, there is a lot of elementary schools, so it's not like they're too far from home, luckily, if they had to run home.
Yeah. Is there anything else? It's interesting.
Probably there's a lot of interesting things here in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely one thing you're going to hear in this podcast. It's not only the paranormal of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But the culture, the history, you'll learn a lot of that on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because once we, especially when you dig more into the urban legends, that has a lot to do with the history of Japan. There is a lot of temples and shrines made just to appease an angry spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, because that's the only thing that people knew what to do to, like, anytime they feel like there is an angry spirit, that's usually tend to what they do to appease it, to make it more happy, is, we'll build you this temple. We'll build you a shrine, and we'll keep it sacred just for you. So you definitely will be, that's usually what a lot of temple shrines are for. It's dedicated to a certain, either a spirit or, either a spirit of someone who passed away, or just to like a deity of some sort.
Some of them are haunted too, you know that?
Yes, there is a lot of haunted shrines.
Something, if you go there, you have to be careful. If you're a female, you're okay. If you're a male and a female to go there together, yes, something nasty is going to happen to you. It's just a lot of, they call it urban legends, but what happens to you, it's no longer an urban legend, right? There's a lot of Buddhist shrines and stuff like that. Mora Amanda is, there's a lot of churches where she is. There's a lot of different places like that too.
I wish I've seen a Buddhist shrine. I wish, because a lot of times when you enter them, you cannot take a photo, but they're so beautiful inside. Mm-hmm. And I'm so tempted that usually when I'm with someone, they'll look at me and just, don't do it. You saw the sign.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so tempting because it's so beautiful in there. I'm like, I want to share this with everyone. They're like, you can't.
Nope.
You saw the picture. You saw the sign. No photos. You're going to get, don't get kicked out.
Yeah. Or if you have a water bottle with you, especially in the summertime when you get really thirsty, you drink water before you go in the shrine, right? Can't drink it in the shrine because it's bad manners. So
also, at the same time, the ones, it's probably the same thing where you are.
Mm-hmm.
The ones we've entered here, there is usually, especially where the place is entering, you cannot take photos.
Mm-hmm.
There is a monk that greets you, and he gives you a special incense that you mm-hmm. cleanse. You have to cleanse your body with.
Yep, wash your hands too.
Yes, wash your hands. You also take the incense, and it spiritually cleanses you. Like you cannot enter. It's their version of smudging you because they don't have like the smudge sticks of the sage. They have their own. Mm-hmm. They have a special incense that they use mm-hmm. that cleanses it.
Mm-hmm. And you could buy it for $1 too.
Yeah, that's what people said. Is it's also some people that I know would buy. You know, they're like, you can go to this shrine here. You can also buy them, and you can mm-hmm. also cleanse your house with it.
Yeah.
So if you feel like the smudge isn't working, you can go there, buy this, light it, walk around, cleanse your house.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also required to wave the smoke all around your body, kind of spiritually cleanse your body before you can enter. Because they're just like, there's, if you didn't do it, you can't enter.
Yeah. A lot of places.
You're also supposed to, when you put the incense down. Make sure you do another. You have to get it. Yep, all up.
And especially if you have places that you're in pain, you put it where you hurt the most, where you want healing the most to happen. Like if you have a sore throat, you put your throat, smoke through your throat. Certain parts of your body if you don't feel good. Yeah. It's supposed to help you feel better.
Yeah, or anything negative attached to you, or any spirits attached to you, cleanses it from before you entering their little sacred, their mm-hmm. sacred area.
Yeah.
So it's their version. It's like the monk version of smudging. It's just more to them spiritual.
Of course. Yep.
And if you get sick from it, then you're the problem.
Yeah. Which really happens, right?
Yeah. If all of a sudden you don't feel good, you know you're the problem.
You got too much juju in your house.
I love the joke that if you smudge your house and you get yeeted out of the house, you know that you're the problem. You're thrown out of your house. Also, you wake up and you're outside your house, you know that you're the problem.
Yeah.
Do you know when you do the ones with the monks, their cleansing? Do you know if it cures diseases, or to them it cures diseases, or it's just pain?
Jeez, I don't do that. I don't know why.
I was gonna say, I'm like, I have only done a couple times because I wanted to enter and see their shrines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only go to one. I only go to one shrine, which is my family's relative shrine. That's the only one that I go to. Other than that, I don't. Amanda, you know that it's getting 1 hour plus time?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Well, Unfortunately, yeah, we talk a lot. This one is mostly, I guess, we're talking about Japan to culture. Like I said, if you stick with us for future episodes, we'll start diving more into urban legends. Any myths, anything like that, anything that's haunted. There is also another forest in Japan that's considered haunted. Unfortunately, I believe it's from a violent samurai. So they have fenced the area off so you're not able to enter. Because like I said,
you gotta go.
If places are considered haunted here in Japan, usually they fence it off so the public cannot enter. And there's like, there's absolutely no way in. It's just a small little forest.
Yeah.
But also with the suicide forest, that's more known to Japan.
Yeah.
The weird thing is, and it's probably, we'll dig more into how the theories on this one. To me, there probably has to be a portal that people are more attracted to, because Irene can tell you this, not all of that forest is considered haunted, because only a section of it are people drawn to if they want to take their lives. So that's only that section is haunted.
Yeah.
But there is sections of the forest that people do hike because it's safe. You don't have that same feeling as the bad part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposedly to be a beautiful hike, though. People say it's still a lot of good scenery. If you make sure you stay out of what they call the bad area.
Yeah. Well,
if you go to the bad area, you might see
a lot more.
You might see, the dead bodies.
Yeah.
But like, you don't go in that area other than that. Yeah. I think energy wise, it probably feels different too from there to the good section that people do. That people usually go to and hike daily.
Mm-hmm. My battery's running out.
All right. So we will end this for today. Like I said, I will also be trying to put this podcast on different streaming services. So definitely check the Spooky Japan podcast page on Facebook so you can check out maybe where you can catch episodes. If you want to rewatch an episode, or if you miss an episode you'd like to catch it, you can find it there.
Definitely,
like I said, I'll be posting that on there. I'll try and make sure every week I try and get it on there in a timely manner, so this way you can always catch it on different services if you wish. Definitely, hopefully you come with us more. We'll dive more into the paranormal and hopefully urban legends and any other myths here in Japan too. And like I said, worldwide, if you also want to if you want to be a guest on our show, send us a message on that page. You can also email us at spookyjapanpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I will also put that email on our Facebook page. And like I said, make sure you follow Spooky Japan Podcast on Facebook. So this way you can make sure you can find that email. You want to shoot us a message. You have a question you want us to answer in an upcoming podcast. Feel free to, because we welcome questions about Paranormal Japan because we know it's different.
Yeah.
So if you have questions for us, feel free to ask, and we'll go ahead and we'll answer that in a future episode.
Sure. And if you have anything that you want to learn about, if you want to know questions about certain parts of Japan that's different, feel free to ask us.
We're also talking about Japan in general.
No,
as you can tell by this one, it's more Japan in general.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask that as well. We welcome all of it.
Yeah, and the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, so like I said, definitely follow us on Facebook. So I'll post where you can find episodes. You can send us a message. Maybe talk to us if you want to be a guest.
Yeah.
Ask any questions.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to answer them.
Yeah.
All right, then that's going to be it for today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We do see the comments. We do appreciate it. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. And love and light to everybody.
You okay, Harry?
Yeah.
All right. So we will see you next Saturday. It's going to be 11 a.m. our time here in Japan. And we'll definitely figure it out more. I'll post times more. I know the time change is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight for us, for different countries, Japan does not change. We don't do the fallback, go forward. We don't do that here. So definitely find us on, like, again, Spooky Japan Podcast page on Facebook. And we'll post the times for the different time zones. I'll also be posting the email again if you want to reach out, maybe ask questions, talk to us about maybe you want to be a guest. Like I said, you don't have to talk about paranormal Japan. You could talk about, you can educate us on where you're from, what you do, the paranormal you've done, or some people also do cryptids. You can also educate us about that. We have some here too.
Yeah.
We'd love to discuss all paranormal here.
Of course. And we want to know, who are you?
Yes.
And what do you do? And if something that bothers you or something that you need help with, don't forget to ask us too.
Oh, you can also do that too. If you need Irene's help, you can also do that in a show. I can try and help you. I can feel the energy. I can tell you what the energy is, where it is. I'm still, like I said, I'm still learning how to craft that so I can see it better right now. I'm starting to only see them as shadow figures. Which some of them I'm kind of glad I do, because I heard some of them get kind of gruesome looking. So some of them, I'm kind of happy to see them only as shadow figures. I'm starting to see them more clearly, more and more. So like I said, you'll probably be on that journey with me as well as I
learn
until I get stronger, yes. But Irene is already there, so.
You're lucky, dear.
Yes, that's why I'm like, I don't know if I want to see them more clearly, just because of things I've heard.
Don't worry, I'll help you.
Yeah. That's something you're already used to, so nothing new for you.
We'll have fun.
There is certain times I do see one clearly, and it's interesting, one of the first times I saw one clearly, the person, the spirit or whatever, I guess died gruesomely, because I saw on the side of the road. They were, I guess, in my
car. That one died of a car accident.
Oh yeah, they were mangled, and it was on the side of the road. Yeah. For the first time I saw that, because it was, I was driving, and luckily there's no one behind me, because I slammed my brakes, because it looked so clear that I thought it was an actual person there, that I'm just stunned to see like a mangled body. But then I looked at it, I'm like, oh, I mean, it's there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Spirit-wise, it's only there spirit-wise. It's not an actual person that... if I call an ambulance, they're going to think I'm crazy.
I can just see you doing that.
Yeah. They're going to get there and be like, it's right here!
Right, you can't see it. Can't see it right there.
Help this person. They're probably going to take me there. I'm like, okay. We have a word for you to visit.
Yeah, Amanda, you need your shot. See, and I go, you can't see it. No, there's nothing there. Yeah, that's why I keep my mouth shut too. I don't tell anybody what I do.
There is a lot of people question now, especially people with gifts like you have. Clairvoyant. They wanted people back then that were in the insane asylums. How many people are actually gifted?
And
more actually need to be there.
Yeah. Because they could see.
If you don't...
Yeah. And they could hear. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's also one of my gifts. I can hear them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You cannot tell certain people that, because they just A lot of people are not. That's also why I love talking to paranormal people. Is I can say it to you guys. You know what I'm talking about compared to people. If you're not into the paranormal, you're not gonna. You know what I mean? You're gonna think people with the gifts are crazy. Just that's why you gotta be careful who you speak to.
That's why two people only know what I do here. Other than my family. Yeah, we don't tell anybody.
Especially here in Japan.
Yeah, I don't want to be thrown in the loony bin. I'm sorry, but yeah, I just want to keep myself.
Sometimes people ask you, why are you here, Ari? I see dead people.
Yeah, I see dead people.
But it's okay, they're friendly.
Don't worry about it.
The guy behind you doesn't want to hurt you. Don't worry. He's just saying hi. Yes.
Yeah. And schools. Schools are haunted too.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll talk about that next time.
Yes, definitely. We have so many stuff about paranormal Japan. Like I said, we might have to hit up some urban legends, but there's so many of it that.
Yeah.
You'll probably learn a lot about urban legends here, different shrines, different temples that were made just for angry spirits. So, yes, definitely stay tuned for future episodes to learn a lot about that.
Some of it may be scary, some of it may be like hard to handle. Some old stuff may be really hard to understand. Like, ooh, why did they do that? Well, yeah. I mean, you have to take heart in it, right?
Yeah.
And you have to remember, it happened a long time ago, too. So it may not be up to what your standards are today. It may be gruesome, it may be horrifying, but old countries are like that, right?
Yes. There's a lot here. And it makes me so sad there's a lot here, but people are not willing to explore it here.
Yeah. There's a lot of skeletons in the closet. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
So we'll talk about more of that later on.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. Hopefully you're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to everyone joining us again.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. Hopefully you'll learn something more about Japan in future episodes.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Love you.
We had fun. Hopefully, yes. We love you guys. Hopefully you guys had fun.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll see you in future episodes. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.